Hey y'all, and welcome back to Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. Today we have Shayna Hardy with us. She is also a boudoir photographer, and we are going to be talking a lot today about confidence, which is one of my favorite topics. So welcome to the Empowered AF podcast.
Thank you, Joe, for having me. I really appreciate it. It's good to be here. It's good to see you again.
I know, funny enough, we are actually both originally from Indiana, but now she is out in Maryland, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Awesome. So I'm going to have her give us a nice introduction because, as always, I love my guests to introduce themselves. You do a much better job than I could ever do. So I'm going to have you just introduce a little bit about your story, what kind of led you into being a boudoir photographer, and then really kind of talk to us about what led you into kind of taking this deep dive into confidence. And, I know it's not just in business, it's really about life. So kind of take us a little bit on that journey and kind of where it's gotten you to.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. So I always start with like I'm a mom to two teenage sporty boys. Also, my dog is a boy. So, in more than one ways, we are surrounded by lots of balls in our house. But I live just outside of Baltimore, Maryland, as you said. And we did. I grew up in Indiana. I lived in Chicago, so Midwest girl at heart. But I feel like where I'm at now is kind of in between the East Coast and Midwest. So it's a good happy medium. But yeah, I think my career path has been a little bit windy, like I think most people's are these days, right? It's never just a one shot. So I started off right after college in corporate engineering and did that for about 6 years or so. And at that point, I was like, "Yeah, this isn't it. What do I want to do next?"
Yes.
And I went into teaching, so I got a master's in education and went that route through a program that was encouraging people to career changers to go teach in Chicago Public Schools. So I did that for a minute, and then I was like, "Yeah, I don't want to do that either." So then I end up teaching adults. I do like teaching in general, which actually does help in photography too, because I feel like we're always coaching and teaching, our clients.
Absolutely, yes.
So I went and taught adults at a nonprofit and then had kiddos. And at that point I was like, I couldn't let the grass grow under my feet, as my mom would say. Like I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be a stay-at-home mom. I was like, that lasted also for a minute. So I'd always valued photography. My dad was the photographer in our family. And my dad owned his own small business. So I had a good example of an entrepreneurial family life, thankfully. And like at that time they were, prints. So I was always like pulling the prints, like, and putting them in albums or frames or gifting them, or I always just valued photographs themselves. Like I just always loved them. So yeah, when my kids were little and I was like, I want to do something. So I took a photography class simply just to learn how to just be better at it for myself and my kids. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to practice on some friends and family. And it just grew from there. So started out in families and newborns. And I've always though had a desire like connecting with women. So whether that was like leading small groups in my church or in college, or I've just always been drawn to women's energy and just connecting and collaborating and all the things. So I just finally was like, well, that makes sense. Why don't I just do that for my work too? So finally I put it all together and started specializing more in boudoir and also headshots and personal branding, mostly for women. I mean, I do photograph guys on occasion. So it kind of grew from there. And maybe about 5 years ago, finally kind of came up with a mission, a vision statement that really just has stuck with me over the years, is just letting women know that they deserve to be seen. So whether that is personally or professionally, and that just simple statement just really drives everything I do now in my work. So yeah, and I think that the topic of confidence obviously comes up a lot when you're
Yes.
photographing women in
Yeah.
vulnerable states, right? So I'm not a therapist, I'm not a coach, I'm not a, whatever, but I've just done a lot of like my own personal like research, and I'm always listening to podcasts and reading books and listening to books and just delving into this topic for my own sake, so I can understand where women are coming from, and also so I can continue to help guide them throughout the process of being in front of a camera. And afterwards, then what do you do? You know, what's the next step? So just from my own personal curiosity, have just kind of really delved into this topic. So
I love that. So
yeah.
I'd love to know too, because I know we've had conversations about this, like with your mission, because this is what I love about Boudoir, because we're both photographers, yet we both have like slightly different missions. Like overall, we want to empower women. We want women to have more confidence in themselves, but yet our missions are like slightly different in the sense of like you're really narrowed into like having women be seen. So like, where did that kind of stem from? Where did that, you know what I mean? Where did that kind of come from with you? Because I love that when we started talking about that. Did something kind of spark that for you?
I think it's like, I don't know that there's necessarily a specific pinpoint that I can as far as time frame, but like really when I was just feeling about whenever we put ourselves out there, whether it's be on social media or on your own website, or just even honestly, it doesn't have to be, it can just be, you know, going after the job that you wanted. It can be anything, but you have to put yourself out there in order to get to whatever the next step is, you know, for that. So that can be, so being seen is a very general, you know, statement and topic and can cover a lot of things, but it's really just goes into just knowing your worth and knowing you are worthy of being seen. So that's like another level. But yeah, I think when I was like really just kind of delving into this about really honing in that I really just want to work with women, I just found that that was a common denominator I found along a lot of the women that I was talking with, is that they, in a lot of ways, they didn't feel, and they didn't say necessarily those words, I don't feel seen. Maybe sometimes they did, but in general, it was like, you know, I've been doing so much for other people. Like, it's time for me to now, or I don't want to undress in front of my husband. I don't want him to see me in this way. Or I'm doing so much at work and no one ever recognizes what I'm doing. So those are all like branches of, or like this undercurrent of not feeling seen personally, professionally, like not being recognized, and not that you have to be recognized by other people. I'm not saying that you have to look for that outside, but just for yourself, right? To like, you took the time for yourself. You took the time for you to feel like you see yourself. It doesn't have to be recognized by others.
Well, and
So.
I think too, even like I know one thing I really focus on is like, who am I outside of being a mom and a wife? And I think that's another level, even too, of like not being seen. Like, you're only seen as a mom and a wife. But like, hey, I'm still Jordan. You know what I mean? I'm still a person. I'm still a boudoir photographer. I'm still this, I'm still that. And so I think that really plays into it too. And so I'm really excited to kind of dive into this, because I think women want confidence in their like, okay, I want to have that, but it's like, what is confidence? You know, like how do we even get there anymore? Because I think what happens is we felt maybe confident at one point, or sometimes I think people even look back and they're like, I don't even know that I ever had confidence. Because depending on your high school experience, some women never even felt that then. So, what are some things that we can kind of talk with women who are maybe listening, saying, okay, I'm ready to maybe step out of this. I'm ready to just start slowly building that confidence back up. Maybe I can't go out and do a boudoir session. Maybe I can't do a full thing that I would love to do. But what are some small things that they can start doing every day just to start feeling that sense of empowerment and confidence in themselves, just within their home or within the work environment, just to start slowly building themselves back up?
Yeah. So one, I think that just to know that confidence is not like you have it or you don't. It's not like a trait that you have, like blue eyes, you do or you don't,
Oh,
right?
I love that.
Because I think that's a misnomer, because people maybe would be like, oh, that person, she's really confident. That person, he's not. You know, it's not a thing that you have or you don't. It's a skill that you can learn. And like any skill, you have to keep practicing it, right? It's not like something that just comes and, you know, all of a sudden magically you are. I think that first thing. So like just because I think people like automatically give up because like they have these I am statements, like I am not, or I am, like I am not confident. Well, that's a pretty broad statement. Like, so I think, and as a coach, Joe, I think you'll know, like I've heard this 1,000 times, but like, you know, our thoughts, you know, promote our feelings then go into our actions are like then, you know, what we do and our evidence. So it starts, people will say confidence is feeling, but yes, and it starts with our thoughts though, right? So that's first and foremost. But one of the things that really has helped me along the way is like simply, and I know this is talked about a lot, but this is something is journaling. So because we don't celebrate ourselves enough. So you have a pen and paper, that's all you need, or even just like on your notes app in your phone. So I think one thing is just like listing out the things that like you accomplished that day, right? Because I feel like we just forget about all the things we do in the day. And I think that is like a really simple thing. The other thing that I love doing is I do this on my, I do it with my notes app on my phone, is I have a badass list. So call whatever you want. If badass doesn't, you know, resonate with you, call it your super fabulous, amazing at list, whatever you want to call it. So just to like go in there, and every time you think of something, it could be from something 20 years ago, it could be from something from 2 days ago. But just to keep that ongoing list of things that you have done that like you can reflect upon, is a really important, because it just re it gives us, our brain, that evidence that like, okay, I did these things once before, I can do it again, or I can do something similar, or I went outside my comfort zone before and no one died.
Yes, I survived
I
it.
survived. In fact, I probably even thrived and like moved forward on whatever that was. So just yeah, so keeping a badass list on my, you know, on my phone is helpful too, especially just to look back on and be like, oh yeah, I forgot that I did that. That was pretty cool.
I teach my people that too, and also like confidence, like breaking down what confidence even means to them, because I think people see confidence, they're like, oh, confidence means like you're super outspoken, maybe. You know, like they see someone like me, they're like, oh, I want to be confident like Joe. And I'm like, well, maybe confidence doesn't look like that. Maybe confidence to you is, you know, completely different. It's just doing something that you've always wanted to do. Confidence doesn't have to look like one thing. So I love that you said that confidence is not like you have it or you don't. It's also doesn't look like one specific person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. So yeah, I think those really, and you know, it can be something as simple as like, I had a friend just yesterday text and say, she's like, I feel like I'm trying to figure out my style and what I want to do. I'm like, go try on the clothes, like try something new on, like go outside a little bit, like do the leather pants. I mean, do something that's a little bit outside, whatever, and see how it feels, right? And like, and but don't take your, I we'll maybe get into this a little bit later, but I always think about like, I was just listening to something recently, as a good way to put it is like, be careful of that first thought, right? Because like sometimes that first thought is may or may not necessarily be good or bad, but like, you know, as I told her, I was like, just put on the clothes, but don't go with your first thought on it, like live with it for a minute, right? So just go with it, then take into, you know, how you feel throughout. So it can be something as little as that too. So yeah.
You know, I think that's fun. I always think about when people are like, oh my gosh, like I want to do something totally different with my hair. And I'm like, do it. Like it's hair. I mean,
You'll
well, it's gonna grow back. You can change it. Like one time I went in and I told my husband, like, my hair is black, right? Like it's always been black since I was a little girl. I said, I think I'm gonna get some like purple tips in and do something different. Girl, I came back with rainbow hair. Rainbow. My
go
whole hair was rainbow. And I walked in, my husband was like, holy shit. Like, I never thought you would do something like that. I'm like, me neither. But she was just like, hey, are you up for something totally crazy? And I thought, you know what?
Why
Whatever.
not?
I text my husband. I'm like, do you care? Like, I think I'm gonna spend like $500 a day on my hair. And he was like, okay, cool. And when I showed up with rainbow hair, he was like, holy shit, like, I can't believe you did that. But I was like, you know what? It's hair, whatever. It'll like do something. Like, just have the confidence. Like, things can just do it. Like, as long as, as long as it can be like turned back, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. Like, just be willing to experiment. I think it's fun, you know? Wear a
Yeah.
color that normally people would say, oh, this isn't your color. Heck, how do you know? Do you know there are people out there who like color match you know,
Right,
like show you the colors, I guess, that go best with like your hair and your eyes and your skin and, like have fun with it. Be willing to go against whatever someone has told you. Think about that. How many times people have said, I know growing up, people would always say, like, blue's your color. So my whole life, I've worn so much of blue because someone said it was my color. And I would never wear yellow because people would say, oh, yellow doesn't look good on you. And I thought about that the other day. I was like, I don't wear yellow literally because a couple people in my life said yellow wasn't my color. What if
Right.
I went to this color matching lady and she tells me, oh my gosh, yellow is your color. And for 33 years, I didn't wear yellow because
Oh.
people said yellow wasn't my color. Like, confidence so often is built or not built based on what a couple people have said to us. And it's really,
Yeah.
really crazy to think about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think it's important to speaking of like thoughts in your mind, because I, where it begins is like to kind of question those thoughts sometimes, question those stories we tell ourselves. Like, I think it doesn't mean it's going to change. It just means that you're going to like maybe question it a little bit, right? So we like on this text thread the other day, yesterday actually, is like thinking about these thoughts and like the stories that we tell ourselves and that can really lead us into like how we're feeling, right? Is that a friend said to me or to us in the group chat is that I put some posts out on social media. I think, is it too vulnerable? Am I sharing too much? These people are not liking my posts. They're not commenting, like a specific group of people she was referring to. And I just wrote back and I said, well, that is one possibility, but what are the other possibilities, right? What are the other thoughts, like stories, however you want to phrase it, you can tell yourself about that. There's other possibilities. So it's like, just, I'm not saying it was right or wrong. It's just talking back to those thoughts and saying, what could it be? So it could be A, those people did not see your post, which is probably the most likely reason.
Right,
And B, maybe they didn't like it. They were neutral about it. They just saw it. Maybe they didn't even read the whole thing. We're like, I'm too busy. I don't feel like reading this whole thing, right? C, maybe they didn't like it and they didn't. Who cares? Let them scroll on by. It doesn't make any difference, you know? So there's multiple options for that story we tell ourselves. So like, that confidence, it's like, I had this thought that like people, I was nervous. I put this out there. I was vulnerable. I took a chance on myself. And then those thoughts creep in and you're like, oh, did I do the right thing? But talk back to those thoughts. Like, what are the other possibilities in this situation? Is that the only thing that could have happened? And then you just kind of realize that, like, okay, so maybe there are other options for that, and but I think the fact that she took the time to post something that she felt was vulnerable, that's a huge win, right? And so that's amazing in and of itself. And it's those little things, like those little steps that we take that build that confidence. So I think people think again, like it's, I have to go skydiving or I have to like, whatever, these big things to build my confidence. It's not, it's like in those little things that we do. So I always say to ladies, like, it's, that's where we prove to ourselves. So maybe we're like a little, so let me back up a second. So I don't know, 6, 7 years ago, my word of the year was fearless. Okay, now I hate that word, to be honest. Because it's not true, right? Most of the times it's never true. And I think we actually learn a lot more and when we do things scared, nervous or uncomfortable or whatever word you want to put in there. I think bravery, like the definition of bravery is doing something scared, doing it anyway, right? So it's those little things. Maybe you're at a whatever, I don't know what, there's a confidence scale, but maybe you're at a two and like it's the next step I'm going to take. Ooh, okay. To get to the big goal that's maybe going to require an eight. So like what are those steps in between that can get me there to like, okay, I've built up my confidence in this area of my life to like now I'm at 8, now I can go for the whatever it is, apply for the job. Maybe it's like
Right.
the first step is just to update my resume. Cool, I can do that in the privacy of my own home with a glass of wine. No one has to see what I'm doing, right?
Right.
Now you
Yep.
feel confident. Now it's I'm gonna get a, I don't know, maybe it's a headshot. Maybe the next step is I'm gonna have someone review my resume. So there's all these little tiny steps along the way to actually applying for that dream job that
Yes.
we felt nervous for. So I think that is also like a really helpful thing to think about, like, because sometimes it can feel so overwhelming when you've got this big goal or big dream and you're like, how am I ever going to get there? It's like these little tiny steps along the way that build your confidence to get there and finally go for that thing.
Yeah, and I think that celebrating, like you said, celebrating those little things. And I think it's important too, like you actually mentioned, like there's a group chat of some of you in there. I talk to this all the time with the people that I coach, the people that I'm around, people in my boudoir group. Who you surround yourself with is so important. If you are in a space where you are craving to get out of your comfort zone, you're craving to just even take a little step in your journey, you have to have a genuine friendship evaluation. And I talk about this in my books, and I say every year I do a relationship evaluation with the people in my space. And like, no one is off limits. Okay. And like, you're welcome to do this with me as a friendship and a mentor and all of these things too, because when we grow, we sometimes have to outgrow the people around us. It's like an elevator. I use this all the time. As you go to the top, if you're on the very top floor, people get off all the way. When you start at the bottom, it's super crowded in the elevator. But when you get to the very top of that hotel, you're usually one of the only people getting off. And you have to think about that sometimes in life. Like, as you keep healing, as you keep growing, as you're getting more and more confident, there are going to be people who are getting off in the elevator of life. And you have to start doing that kind of friendship evaluation, even in business and in relationships. And sometimes, guys, this is in marriage, this is in partnership, this is in whatever. You have to look at the five people around you because you are like the five people who you spend the most time around. What are they saying to you and to themselves? And I think it's so powerful to have, if you're in business, this is why I'm so big on when people, they always go in these groups and they're like, who's your favorite mentor? Who's your favorite coach? And I'm like, it doesn't matter who my favorite mentor is or who my favorite coach is. You need to go and you need to view their content, see how they speak, who speaks to you, who are you seeing that gives you results, who are you resonating with? Because if you're going to spend the next 6 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever, diving into their content, you need to know that you resonate with them. When you're with friendships, how do they talk to themselves? How do they talk to the people around them? How are they speaking about their marriage? How are they speaking about their job, their friendships, whatever? Because that stuff is going to seep into your brain. It's like your friend who came to you and said, oh my gosh, this post. And you were able to say, you know what? Maybe, but let's look at it like this too. I think those things are also important because we all have bad days. Look, I may be the mindset queen, but I still have my moments where I have
Absolutely.
to walk myself through things. I have a husband who I've taught all about mindset. So when I have those days, he's able to sing my song back to me and say, okay, well, you know what? We feel that. Let's have those emotions. Those are valid. And then let's work through this. Let's see how we can switch this around. If we haven't worked through that, he'd be like, yeah, well, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, shit sucks. Maybe you should quit your job. Go get a 9 to 5. You know what I mean? So I think it's so important to one, celebrate those wins, but to look at who you have around you too, who can like be like, oh my gosh, like you freaking even just like you updated your resume. Holy crap, that's like so huge. Like, congratulations.
I think it's important too, like you just said though, Joe, about like people, I think the other misnomer about confidence is not only like feel like you either have it or you don't, but like that it's never going to wane or
Yeah.
this never going to confidence, is a feeling. I mean, yes, it's the thoughts, the feelings, and the actions, but so it's okay that it goes up and down, right? Like that's normal, right? It's normal to have a bad day. It's normal. Just like I would say, like I'm a fairly optimistic person. Like I am optimistic. I'm an optimistic person. But
Yes.
are there times when I don't feel like very optimistic? Of course, right?
Right. We're
But that's normal.
human.
Right, we're human and it's okay. And I think that can then spiral to be like, oh my God, I thought I had this confidence thing worked out. And then you're like, meh, and kind of go back down into that spiral. And it's like, I think that's the first thing is like, just recognize it's okay that you don't feel 100% confident 100% of the time, every single day, right? But I think what's important is that like you said, like recognize those feelings and like, and then think, okay, where did this stem from? Why am I feeling this way? To recognize them, first of all, because sometimes we don't even want to like get into our feelings. Like, ugh, I just don't even want to like deal with this right now. Right. But you have to because they're going to come out at some point. So I think that's really valid to just, yes, we have to recognize those feelings, get back to the thoughts about what caused those feelings. And like we said before, like kind of talk back to them, like where is this coming from? And again, it's not bad that we feel sad or upset or angry or frustrated. Like those are all valid too. But and then just kind of go back to, okay, what can I do to turn this around a little bit? What's the, and I love that your, husband is on board with that because I think it's important to have those friends or family that are gonna not only lift us up, but hold us accountable. And I think that's really important to in a kind in a kind way, right? And I think for me, like when I have like bad days or bad moments or whatever it is, like I think of it as like stopping the scroll, like when you're on social media and like something stops the scroll and it kind of like resets your brain. So I think of like stopping the scroll in my brain and being like, okay, I need a reset. It's like walking my dog or taking a bath or playing a game on my phone or calling that friend who's going to be like, speak, life into me. Cause there's, times when you can't, like, you're like, I cannot see the forest through the trees. Can you just tell me that this is going to work out? Because I've had those moments, even this year too, like the beginning, I was like, I don't know. I'm just not feeling this. And I had a friend, I got on Zoom and she's like, girl, here's what you're going to do. Here's some ideas. This is you that you're going to get through this. Like this is just a moment. So it is really important to have those things, but you have to like recognize that you're in sort of that bit of a spiral and you need to like stop the scroll in your brain, get outside and whatever that is for you, So, yeah.
And I think that's so valid, figuring out what that is. I just had this the other day, and I think this is why, I tell people in business, like, it's so important to have someone in your life that you can trust to like go to. Because even the other day, I was feeling just all these thoughts swirling in my head. And in real time, I went and talked to her, because even though I'm a coach, I still invest in masterminds and mentorship. I think they used to tell us in my master's program, any good therapist had a therapist, any
Course.
good coach has a coach. Even my mentor has a mentor. I
Of
mean,
course.
it never stops. And in real time, we were just sitting there. She was like, it was so cool to watch you work through your thoughts. And all of a sudden, I was like, boom, I had this shift, and I was back running with the races and going again. And I think having those people that when you start to recognize, being able to recognize when you're slipping out of that emotion. If you're starting to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm spiraling, I'm slipping into depression, I'm slipping into frustration or whatever, that you have someone that you can trust that's going to just kind of guide you back into it, that'll let you have your emotions, get them out. Because I tell people all the time, the worst thing you can do is keep them in your thoughts, keep them
Absolutely,
in your
yes.
brain, because then it stays there. Get them out, write them out, say them out, and have someone that can say, okay, we got those thoughts out. So now what are we going to do? Because there's so much validity sometimes in just getting them out. Sometimes you
Absolutely.
just feel better when you just like say them, and then you hear them out loud and you're like, okay, well, I feel better now.
Exactly.
I feel good now. Now
Right.
let me go get my iced coffee and sit out in the sun and start
Right.
my day over tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so I love that. So what have you found? Are just some like easy habits. I love the word habits. Like in my one of my first books, actually, I did a whole chapter on habits because I think it's something that people hate the word habits, but truthfully, at the same time, like people don't realize so many of our habits are really what create our life. And we get overwhelmed and we get frustrated and we get annoyed because we want things to go smoother. We want to be less stressed. But
Yeah.
like our daily habits are really what create that. So, what are
Yeah.
some little habits you've kind of learned along the way in this journey of confidence that women can just start implementing? Because I think there are small things we can start doing along the way to start building our self-confidence back up. You know what I mean? Just and as we do these small things, all of a sudden you look back in 90 days, you're like, whoa, I am not the same person I was then.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I think I think for me, again, back to just journaling, and to be honest, I'm not always super consistent with it, every single day or twice a day or things like that. But that has really been super helpful. Not only in just like you said, getting your thoughts out. And sometimes that's all I need is just to get them out on paper and be like, okay, there it is. All right, moving on. Or it's I've had I've had coaches also give me ideas about write out who you are or what your future self is, what you want that person to look like and feel like and sound like, and those kind of things. So kind of just like recentering me on, okay, this is where I'm headed. So some of those journaling practices are really powerful. And whether that's in the morning or the evening, I try not to always be so, I mean, in the morning is always best for me personally, but I'm not gonna hold myself to it. Like if it happens in the afternoon or in the evening, like just whatever,
When
like,
you're feeling inspired and feeling fast.
because some mornings are hectic and it doesn't happen. And then I'm like, oh, forget it. It's gonna happen. It's okay. Like do it at 10 o'clock AM, whatever. It doesn't make any difference. So that's one for sure. And I think the other part is, is having a core, if you can have one, two, three, four people in your life that you can text, call, really just speak into yourself that you can, ha even if it's just sometimes I'd be like, can you guys just, and I feel like we should make this normal, be like, can you guys just tell me one thing that I'm doing right? What's one thing that you
Oh, I
see?
love that.
Like you said, you get in your head and you're like, your friends, like we don't, we feel like, oh, I'm gonna, that's gonna sound so silly. I think as women, maybe we tend to be the ones that don't, are more modest or don't want to ask those things of other people. But I think it's really important to be like, guys, can you just tell me one or two things that you see that I'm doing that's right, or that or who am I in this situation? Because we can't, like I said, can't sometimes see the forest through the trees. And we, just journaling, the friends, those have been super helpful for me.
That's
And
so good.
yeah, and I think too, just like anytime you have like a big goal, like I talked about before, or it doesn't even have to be a big thing, but
Think
something,
about like even moms, like how many moms always think they're doing shit wrong, and really it's like you are doing so many freaking things right, dude. And just to have someone else be like, you literally are rocking it. Like your kid, I just saw your kid helping blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, I didn't even realize that. Like,
Yeah,
oh my
exactly.
God, if every week we just like we're texting our friends and like, hey, you're doing an awesome job. Oh my God, I'm gonna start texting my friends once a week and just being like, here's something like great about you. That's
Yeah,
such a good
absolutely.
thing to add into your friend group.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, or yes, and or next level e email or note or something. I have a note actually over on my windowsill that is from a friend who she's like, I just wanted to write and tell you that you're amazing and I love your group and da da da. And I was like, well, that was so. It's like still sitting on my windowsill.
Yeah,
Clearly,
I have one on my door from my husband. And I'm so grateful because my husband does stuff like that because he knows words of affirmation are one of my love languages. And so, like, that is so, I think that's so powerful.
and I think it's also powerful for, like you said, to do it for other people because it gets us out of our, like when we're thinking and doing for other people, and not in a sense like I'm doing it because I want to hear back from you, but not a compliment so I get one back. It really is like if it's out of a place of truly admiration for that other person or just wanting to lift them up, it will come back to you. Maybe not from that person.
Gratitude always brings back abundance.
Yeah,
Always.
absolutely. So I think that that is always just to Just the other day, like someone was, I was a Panera, and the girl was like, "Oh, you have beautiful eyes." I was like, "Oh, thank you." And then I was like, I was thinking, "Oh, I want to go tell someone they look nice today too,
Yeah.
right?" Like,
I had someone compliment me on my freckles the other day, and I came home and I was like, babe, someone like told me how adorable my freckles are. I mean, you can't see them on Zoom, but like the sun makes my freckles like ridiculous. And I was like, oh my gosh, I never, like, she went into how they look like a bunch of constellations on my body. And I mean, it was so deep. And I was like, dang, I need to get better, like complimenting people. Like, it really, you're right. Like, it made me think about how do I compliment people? Like, mine aren't this deep. This was really good. Like, there's so much power in that.
So I think just like you said, affirmations are really strong. And I think that's one thing about with I was thinking about like an affirmation that would be helpful for something like this is sometimes I feel like, and I know you're really good at about making affirmations. But I think sometimes I kind of like overshoot and I make these affirmations that feel too big and it's
Yes.
so I don't believe them. So
Yes.
one that I came up with is like, I am growing my confidence step by step in
Yes.
blank, whatever that blank is for you, as far as like a specific area of your life or a specific. So it feels to me that feels more attainable and
Yes.
it feels like, okay, it's action I'm doing. I am growing this and I am doing it step by step. It's not a thing that just happens overnight.
Yeah.
And I
It's
think you
also not too basic because
right.
when you just see people like, I am confident, I'm like, your brain is like, I'm confident at what? You know what I mean? Because then that leaves room for your brain to be like, confident at what? Like, what am I confident at? Like, you don't believe that shit. You know what I mean? When you see that, I'm strong, I am confident, I am great. I'm like, your brain is like, what the hell? What is this? So I love that. Like, I am growing in my confidence in my business or in marketing. Like, you could even be specific in that. Like, in, you know, I used to have one that was like, I am a patient mother because I was not patient, y'all. Okay. I was not, but I was working that. So, even like, you know what I mean? Like, I love that. I think that is so much specific, but also still obtainable.
Yeah, and I think like just also kind of to that point about recognizing like that you can be confident in your work life, but maybe like not your dating life or whatever it may look like, right? And that's okay. And like, because you may be like, you may get down on yourself, like, God, I can make these presentations to hundreds of people and be stand up. And then when I go to like ask for a date for somebody, I like wither. Like, what's wrong? What is up with
Yeah.
that? That's okay because you haven't worked that muscle
Yes.
in that part of your life. So that's why I like that, like I am growing in my confidence step by step in my dating life or whatever, so like
And as I say, change the language, I almost heard you say, like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? And I hear women say that all the time, like, what's wrong with me? And I really challenge people to say lately, like, not like, what is wrong with me? Just like, where do I need to grow this area of my life? Because I think that's our natural to say is, what's wrong with me? Like, where am I going wrong? Like, I hear women say this in business all the time. Like, I'm just so frustrated. Like, what? I'm doing all the things. What's wrong? And it's like, okay, like, let's just look at it from a different point of view. Like, you haven't dated in a while. You know what I mean? Or like, the world's just different right now. Like, let's like look at like, okay, what vibe are we giving? Like, there's so many things. Nothing's wrong with you. Let's just like approach this differently. So like, let's change our language. There's nothing wrong with us, but it's so natural. I've said it many times too, and I've had to catch myself like, okay, I'm not saying what's wrong with me anymore. And this is an area of confidence building, changing our language, because we have been taught so much. You never really hear men saying, what's wrong with me? Heck no. And I know you know this because you said you worked in like a corporate setting. You never heard men being like, what's wrong with me? They're always like, what's wrong with this person? They were
What's
always
wrong with
doing something wrong.
or this
It was
situation
never
or this
them.
system or this whatever? Like it was
Yeah.
like
And but women, we internalize it when things go wrong and we think it's us. And I always challenge women, like, no, think more like a man in this situation. They tend to think like, what's going on with the other things? And they don't internalize it as much. And I think sometimes as women, we're taught to internalize it. What is it about us? And it hits our confidence. It's not always us. Sometimes we have to look and say, okay, how can we learn in this situation? It's okay to learn.
Yes.
But it's not always because we're doing something wrong. And just that made me think about that right there when you said that, or
Yes.
almost said
Good catch. Good catch.
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. Oh my gosh. I know that you and I could talk about confidence like all day long because it's so many layers deep. And unfortunately, especially with women, I think so many things are unintentionally ingrained in us from such a small age,
Yeah.
of just like, oh, be careful, don't do this. Like, we have to unfortunately look at the world differently, even as women.
Yeah.
I've seen this, I mean, it's the bear and the man thing going around on Facebook, even, and I mean, just the conversations coming around about that. And so I just think this is such a deep conversation, and I'm excited that more people are having this conversation. I'm excited actually that men are jumping into this conversation and
Yeah.
being more aware about it.
Yeah.
And I know that what you're doing, what I'm doing, like bringing women in with, boudoir sessions, and, even if we can be a little part in their journey of helping them see themselves in just a different light, I
Yeah.
think it's just so beautiful. And so I always love to have my guests just leave people with one final thing. So, for the women who are out there who are really struggling right now, because I know that both you and I have been in a space before where, confidence was truly lacking. I know we've both been through some situations where we were probably at the very bottom. We both have not always been the more confident women that we are blessed to be, and we've had to really work to be where we are. So, what would you say to those women that are listening right now of how they can start building up to really get their confidence back? And what would you say to those women who are listening right now who are really struggling?
Yeah, and first of all, I will say like you said, like I've been there. So just to share a little bit, like gosh, a little under 5 years ago, I guess it's now at this point, I found out about a lot of deception and lies in my marriage. And so, to go think like, oh my gosh, all of these things were happening for years under my nose that I did not obviously know about. And so when something like that happens, obviously that really shakes you to the core on confidence, your intuition, like how could I let this, how could I, what did I miss? And and then obviously that, that foundation of all of that really crumbles. So, when something like that comes, it's, you think like, it's just, you feel very like in a hole. You feel very, how am I ever gonna climb from this? But it's possible, right? So I just share that to say like it's step by step. And like we talked about before, I think when you're in such a traumatic, if you're in that kind of I hope nobody ever has to go through that, but if you're ever in a situation where you just feel that down, that like cut to the core, I really had to rely on my friends and family and therapist to really speak to my life. Because when I couldn't speak to myself and really remember about who I am and what I stand for, I needed other people to help me in that situation. So I think, like in that situation, those are really critical, like mission critical to have those people in your life, even if it's a paid person, like a therapist, so I think those are super valuable, or a coach. And like just going back to, I know I said it a couple times, but really just kind of going back to that journaling. That's really when I started picking up that practice of journaling, of just getting the thoughts out of my brain, remembering who I am and what I stand for, and really just kind of going back to the core of like, yeah, just my mind about how these thoughts that I want to speak into my mind. This is what I am now is not where I want to be. So what does this future me want to look like? And just really focusing on that future me of what does she sound like? What is she wearing? What is she feeling? What, are her, where is she traveling to? Like that focus of that future version of myself was really hopeful for me to be able to focus on that. And then really just the last time I About a year and a half or so after that, I hired a coach, which again just was like I was finally kind of out of that initial cloud, you know, that
Yeah,
you
the
just
fog.
the
Yep.
fog. You kind of have to like get yourself through that. And I was finally at a point where I was ready to hear, I was ready to listen, I was ready to absorb, I was ready to take myself to the next version. Because I had to, because single mom now, and you know, I had to make some changes in my life and to support myself and my boys and all the things. So, yeah, that person really helped me kind of like see through things and take not only personally but professionally, you know, to my next level that I was at that point then ready for.
Yes.
So all that to say, like, it's not an overnight trip. It's not. It is those small things. It is those and that, and like we said before, but just to reiterate, like it's okay to have those ups and downs. Like that is normal and that's natural. And but it's like as we continue, like the thought practice of those first thoughts that maybe aren't the most beneficial to us, but it's like if you keep practicing, it's catching those first thoughts quicker and quicker and being able to turn them around. But again, I mean, we're always practicing those, right? Like, so,
Yes. You
you
never
know,
stop. You never
no, we
stop. Our
shouldn't.
bodies are wired to actually think negative thoughts first.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why affirmations are so important.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So all that to say, like, I have been in the deepest of depths and, you know, it took some time, but I had to have those people that pulled me up and that spoke to me when I couldn't speak to myself and getting my thoughts out of my brain, you know, and hiring somebody to help me with that too. All of those were really just key to and keeping those, you know, things that I've learned, keeping them going and keeping you know, there's never an arrival.
That's for sure.
So yeah.
And I think that's a key thing is we're always on this journey, and it's just finding the right people to like keep going on that journey with you. And I think it makes that so much more beautiful, you know?
Yeah, for
I
sure.
love that. So tell people where they can follow you and, you know, see your work and just like stay in contact with you as you're on this confidence journey. Are you on Instagram? Are you on Facebook? Where can we find you?
Yes, on both, I would say so. Shayna Hardy, so at Shayna Hardy on Instagram, Facebook is Shayna Hardy and also Shayna Hardy Photography. And my website is shaynahardy.com. So it's really easy to find in all the places.
Perfect. And we will also link all that in the show notes so you guys can follow her and, you know, check out all of her work and just follow her on her confidence journey. She is an amazing person. I love just being in contact with you, being your friend and getting to be on this journey with you. And I'm glad that you're able to hop on our podcast today. And for all of you who are out there, in case no one has told you today, you are beautiful and you are loved. Empowered voices truly do make a difference. And I hope all of you know that. And I hope you are making sure yours is being heard.